school now has about 150, 160 young people. Many of them have come here because, as you know, the schooling system in Zimbabwe has just about collapsed because of the persecution of school teachers in particular. I think for things to be okay is going to take quite some time. And certainly, even though many people think that because agreements have been signed, things are okay, they're not okay. From the stories that I get in my office, people are still being harassed and threatened, particularly by the militia and by ZANU-PF supporters. And so we don't know when this thing is going to become okay. But certainly, we would like to see that if people are in this country as refugees and exiles, that we try and open up as many skills, provision, education that we can, so that the time here is not wasted. And in a sense, to try and prepare people for when they do return to Zimbabwe, those who choose to return.
There are reports that the South African police are raiding Zimbabweans. Are you facing such problems?
Yeah, we are very conscious that on a daily basis the police are hunting for Zimbabweans who still don't have asylum. We're also aware of the fact that just at the moment the Department of Home Affairs doesn't seem to be renewing asylum permits, and so many people are finding themselves without permission to be in this country. We do hope that after discussions with the Department of Home Affairs last week on Friday, some of that will change.